Hey there, welcome to the Tuesday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'm so glad that you're able to stop by and be with me for the next 5 minutes. Okay, today is it's a bit of a different message that I have for you today. Here's what I'm going to do. Before I tell you the theme of today's program, I want to read the first reading from today's Daily Mass. It's a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. So what we see here is an example of the early church when the early Christians were essentially sharing their possessions. If somebody had an abundance, they would share what they had and give it to the church, and the church would distribute to those who were in need. So essentially, everybody is cared for and has the material needs that they need, the material possessions that they need. It's sharing in the Lord's name. Okay, so that's very appropriate because today, if depending on when you're listening to this, you have either seen this in my daily email reflection if you subscribe to it, or you will see it shortly. I do this once a year. Today is the day I come to you and ask for your help, your financial help to keep my ministry afloat. I cannot do this without your help. And I'm in a bit of a challenging time right now. My Lenten speaking is done. I have to find a way to keep the ministry going. You know, I've had my ups and downs for 12 years now, and I trust that the Lord is going to provide. And it's not easy for me to ask for help, to ask you for help, but I've learned that if it's what I have to do in order to keep the ministry going and to be able to speak about the Lord. I do not get paid for this program, for my weekly program, for any of my daily email reflections. In fact, it costs me through the services I need to use to get these messages out. It costs me more than I take in, you know, because I don't take anything in. I don't charge for these programs. So I'm here today. And again, I do this once a year. I'm going to ask you to kindly consider going to my website, followingthetruth.com, and make a donation. I'd specifically like to ask you to become a monthly sponsor. That helps me tremendously. And it's not like you're locked in to anything. It's done securely through PayPal. You could cancel after 1 month if you want. It's not difficult to cancel, but it would help me to be able to budget. If I know that I have a monthly set amount of donors to keep this ministry going. This is how I provide for my family. This is how I pay the bills, both the bills involved with the ministry and putting food on the table. So I hope you don't mind. I'm using this program today. Tomorrow we'll be back to the normal operation, the business as usual, but I need your help. If you would kindly consider becoming a monthly sponsor of my work or making a one-time donation, would you please go to followingthetruth.com and do that? And I'm going to urge you to do it and not put it off because I've done this in the past when it comes to donations. It's something that is easily forgotten because other things come up. So while you're thinking of it, as soon as this program's done, if you would be able to do that, I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate your financial help. Again, all you do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and then you just take it from there. And then the website turns you over to PayPal where it's done completely securely. And it would help me tremendously. It would enable me to keep doing these programs. If I don't get the required amount of donations, you know, I'm going to have to make some decisions at some point in time. What's the required amount? I don't know exactly, but I need something to keep going. So I thank you for your time, followingthetruth.com. Know that you are in my prayers every day. I promise you that. You are in my prayers. I do not take you for granted. I'm very grateful. And if you've already donated to my ministry, thank you very much. I look forward to joining you tomorrow on the program. Thanks again. God bless.